Skylar Tibbetts happily talks science, engineering, technology, and math to students in the Dallas County Community College District, knowing his story might inspire. He earned two master's degrees in 2 years at MIT, then got hired full-time.
And again, you're just like, what? Why? All right, I'm going to just go with it. Fake it till you make it.
Pursue what you love, he says, like he did, and keep pushing. Fake it till you make it, he jokes with the auditorium of students. He's still amazed he's not only teaching them and professors, but runs his own lab at MIT and helps teach a class called How to Make Almost Anything. He's trying to revolutionize 3D printers, which are themselves revolutionary. His 4D process, that fourth dimension is time, spits out flat sheets that can change shape and form objects just by contacting passive energy like light or water. They self-assemble.
In some ways, what we're doing is nothing new. Biology's been doing this forever. Our real novelty is the scale and the application. And so that's when I realized, like, whoa, this is something new in construction, manufacturing.
Biology has been at this forever. People self-assemble like every living thing. Tibbetts thought objects could too, with complex bends and folds, precise twists and turns. Take the arm's length strand he printed that, submerged in water, forms the letters MIT. It was a small, impressive step. If you still don't get it, Tibbetts says, think of a standard old thermostat.
Most of them will have this coil on the back. And this coil is just two metals sandwiched together. And when the temperature goes up, the dial turns to the right. When the temperature goes down, the dial turns to the left. So there's no motors, no sensors, no electronics. It's just that the material property itself and the combination with another material allows it to expand or contract.
Tibbetts can layer different materials on 3D sheets that can bend left, right, up, down, sideways, into cubes, cones, kind of like the thermostat's metal strips. He says the process is still young, but practical applications could eventually lead to girders that flex when the earth quakes and stiffen when it's stable, or pipes that shrink then expand, depending on water flow. He says businesses are extremely interested, so are students like Mountain View College's April Foster, studying nanotechnology.
Self-assembly, everything's coming together in its lowest energy state. It's mind-blowing and fascinating, especially on a larger scale instead of a biological scale. This man, I could sit and probably listen to him all day.
Tibbetts impresses Brookhaven computer science student Omar Roa, who wants to make computing easier for people like his mother.
Because there's definitely a gap there. I can try and teach my mom how to use a computer all day and she won't know. She still won't remember it. And so my passion is to get that gap, or else there's just going to be a divide there.
And there's another important message from Tibbetts.
He said, I don't care if I'm rich, I don't care if I'm poor, this is what I want to do. And that is what I want to do. I want to help people use technology. And so if that's what I'm going to pursue, you know, opportunities may follow, they may not.
But at least Roa says he'll be doing what he wants to do. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.